Kim is our Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, and I'm extremely excited about her. I've worked with her in the state house. She's got a very sound record of fiscal discipline, and somebody who's going to take the message out there very strong for us. And I hope you all get a chance to know her today, because we're hoping to see more of her in the future. But thank you, Senator Reynolds.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, good morning. It is an honor to be here, and I have had the privilege. Steve talks, Representative Lucan, his first name there, sorry, talks about the quality of candidates that we have, and we have, you are absolutely right. It is so encouraging, but you are extremely fortunate to have your representative and Representative Lucan. He does a phenomenal job. He's an outstanding leader, an outstanding role model for all of the candidates that are running, and very appreciative. I actually got the opportunity to work with Representative Lucan when I was a county treasurer, and I was working on local government issues that impacted the taxpayers. I found him very receptive, very responsive, and great to work with, and have had the pleasure of continuing that as a colleague in the state senate. So, but thank you for your service and what you do in your leadership. You're very lucky. Well, I could not be prouder to be standing here today. It is an incredible honor and a privilege for me to have the opportunity to be serving as Lieutenant Governor. I really appreciate the confidence that Governor Branstad has placed in me by naming me to this position. And I want you to know that I am a hard worker, and I am dedicated to doing everything I can between now and November 2nd to make sure that we elect a true leader and put a leader back in the governor's office by electing Governor Branstad to lead this state back to recovery. Since I've been nominated Lieutenant Governor, I have already had the privilege of traveling to almost every single corner of the state, and I am really encouraged and optimistic, not only from the support that we're receiving, but by the number of Iowans that are turning out at these meet and greets, town halls. We start at 9 o'clock, we have them at 2, 1 in the evening. It really doesn't matter what time we have these events. We have a record number of Iowans and individuals that are showing up. They are engaged, they are energized, and they have had it. They have had it with the spending, the taxing, and the borrowing that's been going on with the Culver administration and with the leadership, Democratic leadership, both in the House and the Senate. And I think that's encouraging. I'm here to tell you that they are united and they are committed to doing what it takes to help put Governor Branstad back in the governor's office and to restore a majority, not only in the Senate, but in the House, so we can get some things done, put fiscal responsibility back in this state, and turn this state around. Let me start by giving you a little bit of background on myself. Kevin and I have been married for 28 years. We have 3 grown daughters. 2 of them are married, and we're very lucky to have 2 grandchildren. Avery will be 2 in September, and Gavin will be 2 in January. And we have 2 more on the way, so we have many blessings at the Reynolds household and very exciting year ahead of us. My husband works as the district soil conservationist and has been a DC for 30 years. My youngest daughter actually lives, our youngest daughter lives with Kevin and I, and she just completed her first year teaching first grade. So it's been very good for us to have an educator in the family to see firsthand that when you do have a committed teacher, the hours that they spend preparing to teach our children, and we need to do what we can to restore education back to number one. We need to reward the teachers that put in the time and the effort. Education has dramatically dropped. We're at the middle of the pack now, and when Governor Branstad was in the governor's office, we were actually ranked 1 and 2 across in the state, and we were touted and emulated by other states across this nation. We need to restore that. We need to reward the teachers that provide the time and effort to do what they can to provide a quality education for our teachers. So it's been very, very good for us to have her. She's living at home, traveling back and forth, and her and Kevin are holding down the home front while I'm out campaigning with Governor Branstad. My background is local government. I served 14 years as a county treasurer, loved being a county treasurer, loved serving the citizens of Clark County. Very proud of the record of providing the most cost-efficient services that we could to the taxpayers of Clark County. And I was very involved as a county treasurer, not only at a state level, but as a legislative liaison working on local government issues. So I think that really has given me a great opportunity with a network of local elected officials across the state of Iowa. One of the roles that I hope to play with in the Governor Branstad's administration is a liaison between local government and state government. I currently serve as the state senator of District 48, and really bring both parties together and look at the ways that we can provide the most cost-efficient services to the citizens of Iowa. And sometimes that means pushing those services down to the local level, and sometimes that means pushing those services up to the state level. That actually both parties have a role to play, and that if we can put down the defenses and the territorialism that we sometimes have and bring the parties together, we truly can reform government, reduce it by 15%, which is one of the goals of the Branstad administration. And if we can make that happen, and I look forward to playing a role in that capacity. My current role is State Senator of District 48. I represent 7 counties in Southwest Iowa. It's a very rural district, largest geographical district in the state of Iowa. I live on the east side of the state, and I travel just shy of 2 hours over to the west side of the district. But one of the reasons that I ran for the state senate was we were seeing businesses shutting down and closing down in main streets across my district, and we were seeing families leave, declining population in the district. And I believe that we can do better than that. I believe that we should see success and growth in every single corner of the state, that it just can't happen in pockets. And if we get our fiscal house in order at the state level, if we have a balanced budget, if we could quit spending more that we take in, and if we let business owners know that Iowa is open for business and we want them to expand in our state, if we have reasonable regulations in place, if we remain a right-to-work state, if we reduce the property tax structure, and we get the labor bills off the table, that they will, in fact, have the confidence to reinvest not only in their businesses, but they reinvest in our communities, in our workforce. It's unacceptable what we have today. At almost every spot that I have traveled, I have had a small business owner come up to me and tell me that they are in a position where they could expand. They're in a position with their business to bring on 15, 25, double the size of it. But there is absolutely no way that they are going to do that now because they have no confidence in this government, not only at a state level, but at a national level. I had a business owner in Algona tell me, in fact, the words that she used is, "I am hunkering down." And I think that is sad that we have businesses in the state that are hunkering down and at a place where they can expand, but they have no confidence in their government to do that. They're setting on capital, and it's capital that they should be reinvesting back in our economy. So I look forward to helping play a role in that and letting businesses know that we are in fact open for business and we want to have them participate and help us grow this economy and help us create those 200,000 jobs that we're talking about over the next 5 years. Help us increase family incomes by 25% over the next 5 years. It can be done, and it will be done if businesses have the confidence to participate back in our economy. You know, we are at a crossroads, and we talk about this at every single stop that we go to. This is such an important election. They are not listening to us. This is not representative government, and they are completely disregarding what Iowans expect from their elected officials. And if we don't turn things around with this election, Katie, bar the door, because they are going to take that as an affirmation of what they have been doing, and we won't recognize this state or this country. We have unemployment at 100. We have 114 Iowans out of work, highest unemployment that we've seen in 23 years. We have dramatic decline in student test scores, and we are seeing teacher layoffs in every district across this state. We have passed the 4 highest budgets in state history, and if that wasn't enough, we decided that they wanted to borrow $875 million for a bonding scheme that they cannot quantify or define the number of jobs that it is supposed to create. It has been an ongoing moving target from the beginning of that piece of legislation being passed by Governor Culver and the Democratic legislature. We started out with iJobs supposedly creating 30,000 jobs. We dropped it down to 15 or 7. It's back up to 30. Every day it's a moving target. And the bottom line is $1.7 billion payback for temporary jobs is not growth in the state of Iowa. We can do better. We deserve better. With not only that, we need to get back to a pay-as-you-go, $55 million a year for the annual payback over the next 23 years is a disservice to our children and our grandchildren, and it's exactly what we don't need to grow this economy. You have a tremendous contrast and a tremendous opportunity when you look at the leadership and the record and the achievements from Governor Branstad. He reduced unemployment. When he took office, it was 8.5%. When he left, it was 2.5%. That was the lowest unemployment rate in the nation. He left this state with a $900 million surplus. He signed into legislation the 99% spending limitation, created the emergency cash fund and the economic emergency fund, and he adhered to that. He didn't need a constitutional amendment to make that work. He adhered to that, and he made it work, and he stuck by it. Today, over the last 4 years, we use a word with this legislature, notwithstanding, that means that they don't really have to adhere to the appropriation or to the law. 33 times they have used notwithstanding in appropriation bills over the last 4 years to circumvent the law and spend more money than we take in. We cannot continue to do that. I said when I started that it was an honor to be a part of this team, and it really is a team. And Steve talked about it a little bit earlier. But we have traveled across the state, and I've heard the governor say, and we've met the candidates and talked to the people about the caliber of people that we have running on this ticket, from the top of the ticket to statewide. We have the best slate of candidates that we have seen in probably 30 years, and it's a phenomenal opportunity for us to really make some significant changes at the State House. We have Brenna Finley running for Attorney General, we have Dave Jamieson running for State Treasurer, and we have Matt Schultz running for Secretary of State, and we have two outstanding bookends to that slate with Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey and David Bout. It is an incredible slate of candidates, and we, with Governor Branstad leading that ticket, we have an opportunity this year to sweep that slate. In addition to that, we have hardworking candidates in the Senate and in the House that are out there door knocking and working hard to earn your vote, and we need your help to make that happen. So please join us and work hard and talk to friends and family, and let's get people out to vote. Let's take back this state. Let's take back the legislature and the governor's office and the statewide, and we need your help in making it. And the congressional candidates. Let's send Republicans back to the Congress. I'm sorry, I'm so focused sometimes. We have a phenomenal slate of candidates running for Congress. It's just opportunities all over the place this year, and this is the year to do it. So thank you for being here, and let's make that happen.